Vikings game plan continues. This is the Menards Film Room, and Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com is filling in for Pete Bursich this week as we handicap today's adversary, the Oakland Raiders. What are we going to see?
We're going to take a look at something that Bill Musgrave, our former offensive coordinator, now the offensive coordinator in Oakland, has taken from Derek Carr's college playbook. He's brought it to the Oakland Raiders, and it allows them to get the ball into Amari Cooper's hands and then maybe some misdirection the Vikings offense can use with Kyle Rudolph.
And we're also going to see some Raiders defense that was problematic to the silver and gold last week. Menards Film Room, here we go.
Okay, we're going to start with Derek Carr and the wide receiver screen game. This was something that a lot of people thought he leaned on too much at Fresno State, but he's developed a lot of other parts of his game. Here's what they're going to do. You see, it's a 3-by-1 set right here with one receiver at the bottom of the screen. The defense responds with a single high safety. What's going to happen here is the key for Derek Carr is to get rid of the ball quickly because this outside linebacker or defensive end in the Vikings case is going to be unblocked. The reason he's going to be unblocked is because the Raiders are going to send the left tackle out to block this defensive back, and they're also going to send the center as a blocker. In addition to that, these two wide receivers are going to serve as blockers, and what's going to happen is a huge alley is going to be opened for Amari Cooper to stem forward, come back, catch a screen, and then race down the field.
Interesting.
We'll roll the tape here, and you can see what happens. Quickly, Derek Carr gets rid of the ball before this outside linebacker can get to him. Amari Cooper has the ball.
Boom.
The rest
Boom.
Is history.
Oh,
this
Lord.
Is a touchdown for Amari Cooper.
Now, look at Amari.
Let's rewind it and look at a couple of things. Center, Rodney Hudson. These are the things that they can do with him. Watch him. This is a center.
Yeah.
Watch him get out down the field.
And he's big.
And make this block. This is 16, oh. 17, 18 yards down the field on a safety. A quicker player than Rodney Hudson. Great job blocking down the field by the Raiders offensive lineman. Now, a couple of other things that I like about this play. Now, you have this safety at the top of the screen, Paul. After you run this play a few times, he's going to start to see it, and he's going to cheat over here. And now what do you have? You have a one-on-one at the bottom of the screen with Michael Crabtree, and you can do a lot of different things over there. So this is one play, but lots of variations of it. The guy to watch on this play is right here, this outside linebacker. He has D'Angelo Williams on this. As you can see, the wide receiver comes in motion here, and a defensive back follows him. So you know this is man coverage right here across the board, and this is the guy who has D'Angelo Williams. Watches this play develops. Ben Roethlisberger does a great job of taking what the defense gives him.
Look at this. Look at this.
So, I mean, Raiders were in too deep here with their two safeties, and then this linebacker dropped into zone. I believe he was supposed to take D'Angelo Williams.
Yep.
One missed opportunity, one mistake by the defense opens up this kind of play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
All right, Paul, Adrian Peterson ranks what in the NFL in rushing?
First.
Number one. So obviously the Oakland Raiders are going to pay attention to him and to the Vikings running game. The Oakland Raiders pay attention to the Steelers running game right here. So this is a heavy personnel grouping. Only one wide receiver on the field right here. That's two tight ends, two running backs. It's first and 10 early in the game. I mean, this formation screams run.
And it bears mentioning Khalil Mack, Aldon Smith, two of their best players.
Yeah, very, very good players. This formation, screaming run by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and here Roethlisberger gives you some run action with a play action fake to D'Angelo Williams, but this is some misdirection. Play action fake, Roethlisberger rolls out.
Nice. That's a nice play.
And he hits Heath Miller. To me, this is Kyle Rudolph all day long. Maybe Red Ellison or Michael Perua, but to me, this is a way to get Kyle Rudolph involved. Look at the time of this play action fake. You have a lot of the Oakland Raiders. They're peeking into the backfield right here, and that's because they respect the Steelers' running game.
Yep.
The Raiders are going to respect the Vikings' running game as well, and I think that this is going to open some things up for Kyle Rudolph. You have the fullback who leaks out into the flat here. That's going to capture the attention of that safety, and that's going to leave this area wide open for the tight end. I think that's Kyle Rudolph all day long.